My heart said good night when the long day had ended and the colors of dusk in the sky were all blended. My heart said good night as the evening drew nigh and my soul ached with longing to have you nearby. I bowed low my head, and the comfort of prayer encompassed and lifted my darkened despair. I slept, and the dawn brought a new day in sight. And I know you had heard it, my whispered good night. This is Edith Atwater speaking. I opened this program of Word with Music with a poem of a serviceman, Tech Sergeant Raymond J. Kohu. Sergeant Kohu, who was with a photo reconnoitering group somewhere overseas, calls it interim. And we liked it so much that we took the first opportunity to include it on this program. And by the way, fellows, if you've written some poetry that you think will fit into this show, please submit it to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And now, here's some more of my favorite poetry. I hope you like it. Whose eyes have pierced that tragic east where a miraculous sun ascends? Whose flight has hovered above that feast the lion makes with lesser friends? Whose scimitar wings through darkness break, through icy cold and gold of dawn, to slant across a lilied lake and sheathe upon a lilac lawn? Proud flyer, I can read aright the bleak, keen brightness in your eyes. Though cruel wings hunt down the height, curved talons track the cruel skies. Buzzard and vulture linger low to tear man's heart, but higher, higher into a zenith light you go, unguessed of kite or lammergeer. And here, upon my shoulder set, unhooded, freer than aught that flies, you bring the heaven's star-spangled net trailed from your beak to blind my eyes. So only since your pride is mine, your love of all things wild and fleet, with golden and with crimson twine, I tie these bells about your feet. Thank you. When I heard the learned astronomer, when the proofs, the figures were ranged in columns before me, when I was shown the charts and diagrams to add, divide, measure them, when I, sitting, heard the astronomer where he lectured with much applause in the lecture room, how soon, unaccountable, I became tired and sick. Till rising and gliding out, I wandered off by myself in the mystical, moist night air, and from time to time looked up in perfect silence at the stars. Nothing but his violin, I'd nothing but my song. But we were wed when skies were blue and summer days were long. And when we rested by the hedge, the robins came and told how they had dared to woo and win when early spring was cold. We sometimes supped on dewberries or slept among the hay, but oft the farmers' wives at eve came out to hear us play the rare old tunes, the dear old tunes. We could not starve for long while my man had his violin and I my sweet love song. The world has aye gone well with us, old man, since we were one. Our homeless wandering down the lanes, it long ago was done. But those who wait for gold or gear, for houses and for kine, till youth's sweet spring grows brown and sere and love and beauty time, we'll never know the joy of hearts that met without a fear when you had but your violin and I a song, my dear. Well, that closes this collection of Words with Music. I read poetry by Tech Sergeant Raymond J. Cohu, William Rose Benet, Walt Whitman, and a poem entitled Brave Love by an unknown author. Milton Charles played the organ music, and this is Edith Atwater sending you her love. Goodbye. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.